Well, the clock is counting down to midnight and Joburg long-distance taxi ranks are experiencing high volumes of commuters. And this is the worrying thing. They appear to be leaving the city of Joburg. Now, we know the Transport Minister spoke about this yesterday and he told people not to travel to other provinces and districts during this period. But it looks as though that call is not being heeded. Let's find out exactly what's going on. Edwin Seedy, our reporter, is on the ground for us. Edwin, what appears to be happening at these taxi ranks?
Good afternoon, Joanne. Joanne, well, we have been here at Wanderers Taxi Rank since around 8 o'clock this morning. What we have experienced so far is that a number of hundreds and hundreds of people, you know, are making their way to different provinces, including your KZN, your Mpumalanga, your Eastern and the Western Cape. So what do we,
It sounds as though we've lost the line to Edwin Seedy there. We'll re-establish contact with him in just a moment to find out exactly what he is seeing there. But I'd like to ask you if you know anything about this as well. I mean, we've had this conversation, in fact, earlier in the office, we were having a chat about this and the fact that government has reiterated, has said it and reiterated over the last few years, it's dangerous for you to be going to provinces, especially from a province like Gauteng, which is really the epicenter of our outbreak here in South Africa, and you transport that virus to other provinces that have far lower figures than we do. So, you know, many people may want to return home. They may want the support of a family during the 21-day lockdown. They might want to be with elderly parents. Whatever your reasons are, you're actually a vector. You're a danger to the people that you are going to see or you're going to stay with for the next few weeks. So that is the reason that government did not want to see this exodus of people into other provinces where the numbers are relatively low. Edwin is back on the line to us. Edwin, you were telling us about what you were witnessing at the taxi ranks earlier.
Well, as I said initially, earlier, we have been here since around 8 o'clock this morning, and what we are seeing is that hundreds and hundreds of people are departing to various provinces, including your KZN, your Eastern Western Cape, as well as in Mpumalanga. Well, there are long queues here since this morning, people saying that, you know what, they cannot wait and for 21 days. So what they need to do is that they need to go home and go and see their loved ones as well as their families. Well, what I've experienced so far is that at least what Santaco has promised, that is the taxi association, is that, you know what, people will be provided with staff that they can prevent the COVID-19. When you enter this rank, you will see some officials as well as rank marshals here providing sanitizers to people who are entering this rank. And they are keeping the message on that, please, guys, don't stay together. However, what I've realized also is that people are not complying to social distancing because of the magnitude of people who are entering the rank. People are standing close by. Also, what I need to add is that some people here are taking precautions. Others are being seen here with their masks as well as gloves. And also others, you know, they are using their hand sanitizers to continuously cleaning their hands so that, you know what, they cannot have, issues with regard to this COVID-19, Joy.
What provinces were these commuters heading for, Edwin?
Well, some of them that I spoke to, they are saying that, you know what, we have heard what the Premier has said. Remember that the Premier of the province, that is David Makura, said that, you know what, he's not encouraging people to leave because some of us, you know, or rather some of them will find that they've contracted the disease and now they are taking to other provinces. But they are saying that, we have heard what the Premier has said, but, you know what, we are forced to leave because, it appears that Gauteng is now becoming the epicenter of this particular virus. So they are saying that it is better for us to leave the province so that when these numbers are growing, we are not here. As these numbers are growing. However, the main question that I ask them is that, aren't you scared that, by the way, because of the fact that you have not been tested, then that you are now taking it home? They are saying that, you know what, it's better for me to take it home rather than to come and die here in this province, Joanne.
Edwin, why are authorities allowing this? Why are they allowing such a huge influx or exodus, I should say, of people out of the province, knowing what sort of danger this poses to people in other provinces?
I take it that, you know what, there's no capacity, Joanne. Remember, as the police minister, Bekele, said that, you know what, officers will be out in full force to ensure that, to ensure compliance. But since I arrived here this morning, Joanne, I've not even seen a single police officer, who's making sure that, there's compliance. So the big question is that why, I mean, as you correctly ask, why are these authorities allowing this to happen? That it remains to be seen. However, we'll try our level best to speak to authorities as to why they are allowing this. Because, Joanne, as I mean, as I'm talking to you now, these numbers are, rather, these queues are growing and growing and growing by the day. So it appears that people will be continuing, living for the better part of the day through until the midnight. However, Joanne, well, let's wait and see and hear what the authorities, the authorities are saying about these movements, Joanne.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Edwin. Some very worrying developments there, rather. Edwin CDR, EWN reporter, telling us that he's been a taxi rank since early this morning. People are simply not heeding the call to stay at home. They are, of course, going to be transporting these diseases to some of the provinces where we've seen the numbers stay relatively low for the time being. Don't be surprised if you see them jump. If you see a lot of older people, people with underlying chronic conditions, their lives being jeopardized by the individuals who are not listening to government and have chosen to defy government. The other issue is, of course, the taxi associations themselves. I mean, government has been in constant talks with all the taxi associations. And of course, this is going to cost everybody from a business point of view, right? It's not only the taxi associations that are going to feel the pinch of this three-week shutdown. They are definitely going to be financially compromised, but it looks as though they're trying to make hay while the sun shines till midnight tonight and taking advantage of a situation where, you know, we literally just have a few hours to go before the actual lockdown comes into play, and they're no longer allowed to carry the number of passengers they are.